I'm Jason Brown with New Hope Bishop, and here is your faith for today. Let me tell you a true story, one that happened not too long ago. Actually, it was just last week. My wife Penny and I embarked on a long off-road adventure to a mine in Nevada. As we drove down this road, it had lots of brush in the center. Penny mentioned at one point when we got out and did our exploring that the engine smelled hot. I reassured her that the engine was not overheating and the gauge was just fine. We drove many miles to the mine, explored, made our way back down, got to Highway 6, heading down to the next rock-hounding spot. Speed limit was 70, and we kept that pace for about 7 miles. After reaching a cattle guard, I got out, opened the gate, drove forward, closed the gate, drove up the hill to the agate outcropping that we were going to explore. Suddenly, Penny said she saw smoke. It felt like something literally pushed me to the ground, and a heavy weight overcame me when I saw underneath the truck flames. The truck literally underneath was on fire. Luckily, I packed about 4 gallons of water the day before, just in case we needed drinking water because we're in a heat wave. I quickly doused the flames, but I realized I needed to remove the debris that had caught fire to prevent it from happening again. I said to my wife that I needed a metal rod or something similar to push the brush out, and quickly, as it was still hot embers, I couldn't get the bigger jug of water up to the exhaust system where these embers were. Amazingly, right next to me where I had stopped was a metal rod of the exact size I needed, laying right next to my rib cage under the truck. I used it to push out the brush and hot embers that had accumulated in the exhaust area and thoroughly doused everything with water, ensure that there was no hot embers left. Now, keep in mind, the smart thing that I do is I never park over vegetation. There was no risk to the desert catching fire, but nonetheless, my truck was on fire and there was an issue there. Fortunately, there was no damage to the truck. I got everything out. This, my friends, was divine intervention. God met my need by ensuring that I had prepared in advance enough water, whether I thought it was for drinking or not. And he also provided the exact rod of the exact size that I had needed right where I had stopped. If I had been a few feet forward or a few feet back, I wouldn't have seen that rod and I wouldn't have been able to get the remaining of the brush out. God is good. Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." God is telling you the truth. Well, on that day, God met all of our needs. We had the water that we needed, and he provided the rod at the exact place where I needed to stop the truck to take care of the issue. God is good. What did I learn from this? Well, when your wife says she's smelling like the engine's getting hot, maybe, you know, get down underneath there and make sure that no debris is packing up between the exhaust system. Thanks for listening to this day's Faith for Today. We hope you enjoy the inspirational music.